From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Tom Baudette, and Kerry O'Connor. And here again is your host at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. It's time once again to play the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Zachary Williams from Pasadena, California.
Hey, how are things in beautiful Pasadena?
Very nice. How are things in South Dakota?
Things in South Dakota are darned good. It's still warm here. The buffalo are grazing outside. It's cool. Well, glad to have you with us, Zachary. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what's Zachary's topic?
There goes the neighborhood.
This week we read a story about the peaceful lives of suburbanites being disrupted. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of homeowners being annoyed. Choose the real one. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Absolutely.
First up, let's hear from Tom Baudette.
Have you ever wished those serrated grooves along the highway that keep you from drifting into the ditch could be tuned to play a rousing operatic overture? No, nobody has. But that didn't stop American Honda from grinding grooves into a road in Lancaster, California, designed to play a passage of the William Tell Overture, also known as the theme of the Lone Ranger, whenever a Honda Civic drives over it. But instead of cries of, "Who was that masked man?" from a grateful nearby subdivision, they are instead looking for the silver bullet to kill the thing. The grooves are tuned to a car with exactly the length and tire size as a Honda Civic. Other vehicles are also play the notes, but more in the way you'd hear them in a middle school band practice. "It will wake you from a sound sleep," said neighbor Brian Robin, who lives a half mile away. Pauline East, the area film officer who agreed to allow the publicity stunt, characterized it as a historic event in the wrong location.
So, a musical road that's driving everybody nuts in Lancaster, California. Your next story of suburban angst comes from Kerry O'Connor.
Constables in Houston were called out Saturday to a domestic disturbance by worried neighbors, only to be greeted at the door by a not very happy hot nurse and her patient. It has become a common occurrence. You see, in the wake of Hurricane Ike in Texas, thousands of residents have been left without power or air conditioning to swelter in the 90-degree heat. For the first time, many Houston residents have opened their windows at night, and for the first time, they've heard their neighbors. Homeowners associations and police departments have been bombarded by calls from homeowners disturbed by the strange noises emanating from the neighbors' houses, often from their bedrooms. "You try to explain to your 6-year-old why Mr. and Mrs. Johnson are making those noises," said a weary Midtown woman. Police say they counsel residents to keep their cool and pray for electricity.
All right, the open windows in Houston leads to some calls to police from unsuspecting and ignorant neighbors. Your next story of homeowners up in arms comes from Mo Rocca.
When the Ardmore Society of Friends in suburban Philadelphia heard about the persecution of China's Shaolin Gong religious sect, they swung into action. The Quaker congregation have long sponsored their Asian friends from afar, both groups espousing peaceful non-resistance. But when Chinese authorities came down hard on Shaolin Gong, the Quakers arranged their safe passage and took them in. Their first face-to-face meeting was anything but peaceful, though. Shaolin Gong members, it turns out, don't speak, but communicate solely with gongs. Each member carries one at all times, gonging out greetings and responses in a form of Morse code. Said Quaker Mary Barton, quote, "The constant gonging is driving us nuts. Last Sunday, two of them started debating. They were gonging over each other. As a Quaker, I know I shouldn't say this, but I wanted to kill them." The Quakers have since arranged the deportation of the Shaolin Gongs to Saskatchewan.
All right. Let us review your choices. From Tom Baudette, the story of how a road made to make music is driving people crazy in suburban California. From Kerry O'Connor, the story of how people just opening their windows in Houston has led to a lot of complaints and misunderstandings. And from Mo Rocca, the story of how a Chinese group who communicates only with gongs has made madmen out of a bunch of Quakers? Which of these is the real story of suburban disruption in the week's news?
I'm confident that it's Tom's story about the musical road.
You're confident?
Yes.
All right. Why are you so confident?
Because I've heard the notes played.
Oh, my gosh.
You've actually done this.
No, I heard it on the news.
Your choice, then, is Tom's story. Well, to bring you the real answer, we spoke to someone directly affected.
The bumps in the road were really keeping me up at night. And it really sounded like William Tell missed.
You're exactly right. Very well. You got it right. Well, well done, Zachary. You got it right. You earned a point for Tom just for being truthful. You have won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your voicemail, home answering machine, whatever you got. You won it. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well done.